You hear that, Kayla?
I hear it.
That's soulful.
I'm digging it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of feel. Even though Manila's kind of hot right now, you just got to keep blazing. Why? International, we go. You're hearing these guys. You've probably been hearing these songs. But we want to know the story behind this rare collaboration of, what's it? Southeast Asian artists.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're just talking to Marty, like, you know, it's all about manifesting.
That's right.
You know, Isanigo to the world.
Woo!
Next thing you know, everything is flowing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have them live, of course. We have Isanigo, and also Purple Cat, Mon, and Palm. They are joining us live in studio. Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome to Manila. Hey, how are you guys doing? What's been keeping you guys busy? How are you?
How are you guys?
Good. Really good. Yeah, thanks for having me today.
Yeah. Of course, kindly introduce yourselves so for audio-wise, people will know which one's talking. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Igo from Isanigo.
Hello, I'm Isa of Isanigo.
Yay!
Hello, guys. I'm Simon from Purple Cat. Yeah. Let's go.
Hello, guys. I'm Pam from Purple Cat.
Yay! Welcome, welcome. Is it your guys' first time in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Oh, and what do you think so far?
Honestly, we have no idea. Just we have to. We want to see Isanigo. Yeah, because we were in the chat only. Yeah, and now it's real. Yeah.
So I'm gonna teach you guys an answer every time somebody asks you this, because you guys are gonna be on a tour. It's a press tour. When they say "How's the Philippines?" say "Ang init."
Ang init.
Yeah. That means very hot.
Right. Yeah. Same as Bangkok.
Yeah, very very hot. But yeah, but you know, I like that you guys. I don't know how you guys found each other, the collaboration. But first, of course, Purple Cat. The music that you guys put out, what kind of music do you do when in, you know, back home in Thailand? Is it rap? Is it R&B?
It's kind of genre fluid, because we mix rap, our soul, R&Bs and stuff. Yeah, kind of mixed.
A mixture of that. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, Isanigo, that's the same. And how did this collaboration happen?
Well, it's always been our dream to collaborate with other musicians from outside the Philippines, and our label Underdog Music helped us out with this, and we're really thankful that they connected us to Purple Cat, and it really means a lot, because you know it's a duo with a duo collaboration. So yeah, it's been great.
Yeah,
hey. Super cool. I mean, so duo to duo collaboration, how did it all begin? Did you guys just like message each other, hop on a video call, and then start collaborating? How did it go?
So we sent a few demos to Purple Cat, and they really liked one of the files. I think the name was Rainbow before.
Yeah.
And then they asked for the stems, and then they sent back their verse, and we were just, wow, this is awesome. So we were really inspired by what they made, and we quickly went to our studio and worked on our part.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's been a really fun collaboration. Yeah.
So with the production of the music, who did the beats? Who did all this whole harmony that we're hearing now?
So the beat, it came from our end, and then they added their own magic to it.
Hey, yeah. Okay. My dudes are just quiet. We let the music do the talking, right?
Yeah.
Right? Hey, that's what it's about. Of course, you guys are going to be performing this live?
Yeah.
All right. Kayla, you ready? We're going to hear it. Of course, the track you're hearing in the background is Sunny When I'm With You. Is this a song you guys are going to be performing live?
That's right.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Monster exclusive. You're about to hear them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Purple Cat, Isanigo, live.
I don't wanna be with you.
Without you, you're all I wanna see. There's nothing else I need. Hey, hey. You're my wind, my rain, and my sunshine. 이거 나만 많이 봐서 하나 하나 빛나가. All I wanna do is to sing this little tune. See nobody but you. In this place only just for two. Girl, you hypnotize me with those eyes, got me paralyzed. Yeah. No more excuses, no more.
No more.
There's no reason at all. So I decamp from shop cool. I'll tell you somewhere we could find it. Baby, trust me, you will like it. Counting the stars when they shine at night. Doing my abs, all the feelings alright. Hey. Spending your time on the beach and getting some chill, you know it for real, yeah. I'll take it from here, yeah.
All I wanna do is to sing this little tune. Da 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 da. I don't feel so blue, it's always sunny when I'm with you. Da 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 da.
Slow it down. Every time you come around, cause I don't know what love feels like before.
Pick
me up, I never let you down. Baby, I like you, love you just the way you are. Slow it down, every time you come around, cause I don't know what love feels like before. Hit me up, I'll never let you down. Baby, I like your love, you just the way you are.
Yeah!
Hey!
Ooh, live in studio, yeah. Of course, you have Mon Palm of Purple Cat, Isanigo. Isanigo. Yeah, they are here. Collaboration. Is this a one-off song only, Underdog? Yeah, yeah, Marty Franca joining us too, but no camera on Marty. Yeah. So, hey. Is this a one-off?
Yeah, so we started this thing like, we manifested since we signed Isanigo last year. We started saying Isanigo worldwide.
Uh-huh.
Every time we put it as their hashtag and everything that we post. We put it in like, whenever we have an event, we always just keep doing this. So it's like, if for people not seeing this, it's like two hands making a W, but it's also YY.
Uh-huh.
So like Isanigo worldwide. And then, our plan for the year was basically like, let's talk to every Southeast Asian country first. Let's start Southeast Asia, then we move up to maybe Europe and US, and then we'll make it work. But you're gonna go worldwide. And then this whole thing happened, and we're like, wow, this is the first time something we manifested actually happened. How do we do this?
What's next? And next thing you know, how did you guys meet each other? Are you guys from this like sort of co-labels? Or
yeah,
what's
so we have the same distributor. So we work with the label of Purple Cat is called Spicy Disc. Cool name, by the way.
That's right. So Purple Spicy Cat, Disc. Spicy Disc.
Yeah, yeah, right? Cool names. So Spicy Disc and Underdog Music are both under Virgin Music Group. And We basically just talked to Fiona, who's our friend from Virgin, and we're just like, you know, anyone from countries like Indonesia, Thailand, or Korea, Japan, anywhere that we can collab with. Like, and she was like, as a matter of fact, there's this sibling duo from Thailand who's looking to collaborate. We're like, sibling duo, you say? We also have a sibling duo.
Hey!
That would be so free.
Amazing!
Yeah, so long-term plan is like, just try to find someone from every territory and make that global album.
And I got another question. Did you guys plan out the outfits that they're wearing? Because they're sibling duos,
really?
And they're all wearing white.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Wow, so
did
perfect.
Did you guys coordinate? No.
You're so lucky today.
Even our co-host Kayla's wearing
white. I know,
white.
We're all siblings. But no, I was gonna throw in. I mean, you know, with you guys releasing this track and this making it onto, you know, playlists that are all around, I think Asia. I'm not too sure if also outside of Asia. How does that feel that you guys are being heard in all these different countries?
We still can't believe it because like we're able to reach people from countries we've never even been to.
Mm-hmm.
Like people in Bangkok, we're able to connect to them through Purple Cat. Mm-hmm. So we're really thankful for these guys. Yeah. Mm.
And how does it feel that you guys are now, you found yourself in the Philippines?
You cannot walk outside anymore in the
right.
Philippines. You guys are rock stars,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you fans here also. How does it feel for you guys?
It's kind of exciting since we've done with the project here and when the song has come out. We're so grateful and thank you so much for having us in that song. Yeah.
Hmm.
Our song.
Yeah.
Our song.
Yeah.
And you know, when you first heard it, when the song got finished, you know, what was the challenges? Was there any adjustments you guys made? Or is it more like a common theme that it's, you know, we're on vacation? What was the mindset when you guys were writing the song?
So I think Mon came up with the topic for the song, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, seeing someone falling in love, yeah.
Because the first time that they go with the melodies in the beat, and I was like, asked Isa, what does it like in the tone? What I was feeling in this beat, and he was like the bright side. So I'm thinking about being in love, yeah. And we write down something like that.
Nice. Love is good.
Yes. That's
summer
right.
Love.
Uh huh.
Right.
It's nice and sunny and bright. Yeah. Now I was just gonna ask, just to get to know you guys a little bit more. When did Purple Cat begin? Now, like, you guys are siblings. When did you realize you could make music together?
Actually, we are not siblings.
Oh.
We're just friends
from the
university. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay.
I'm peddling fake news.
You're not supposed to say you're just classmates. Okay. So they're classmates in a university, mm-hmm. in uni. And then?
And then, at the first time, I created a Purple Cat just to cover the song. Yeah, and Pam likes that. So he came to me and I want to do some music. Wanted to create that. So he go to my house and doing some music. And yeah, yes, Purple Cat.
And I like the name.
Yeah.
What were you guys thinking of when you came up with the name? Something groovy?
Because we are a cat person first. And we think that the purple is mix all feelings, kind of happy, kind of sad. Yeah, because we combine that with purple and cat. Yeah.
So
okay.
If you're going to form a band, know how you feel and what kind of animal you like.
Yeah.
Right? That'd
okay,
be cool.
Cool.
I'm a black rat. Yes. That's cool. All right.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Kayla.
Yeah.
So any more for this? Okay, so you have one song. This is a summer hit. We're saying it now. We're mm-hmm. claiming it. Then what's next? Is there Marty? It's your press card.
Traveling the world, is
it?
Yeah.
Actually, next week. Where are we headed next week? We're headed for Bangkok, actually.
Wow.
So we're going to do the same thing where we fly there. And they're actually performing at a festival called Spicy on the Beach.
Wow.
So
okay.
That's in, where is it? In
that's not the lunar party, right?
There's oh, yeah. That's movie. Wild.
That's not the wild lunar
the moon,
moon.
The moon party.
Yeah, so it's like a beach festival organized by Spicy Disc.
Oh,
and they have a festival called Spicy on the Beach. So Sanico's going to be there. They're also going to be doing content over there. We let them try a couple Filipino foods, and then I'm guessing we're going to be trying a lot of spicy Thai food.
Hey!
When we get there.
So yum!
Just for the meantime, it's just that. And then we're going to find out which other parts of the world we're going to end up in next. But it's exciting.
Yes. You know, Thailand. Great place.
Great place.
Great place.
I'm going to have a new face when I get back.
Yeah, I love Thailand. Okay, guys, since they didn't say Filipino food, so what have they treated you to so far? What have you eaten? What have you tried?
Wow, we had a lot of food from Philippines, yeah.
All good?
That's all good food.
So what food did you eat? Did they feed you an egg, a duck egg, balut?
No.
Sisig?
For the first night, we got a lot of food. What does it call?
Sisig.
Yeah, we have a diner at a Manam restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's good. It's classy.
It's a good Filipino restaurant.
It's classy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But we just had a lot.
It's not Anli, so it's cool. So, you know, you had a pig's face. Was it delicious?
Yep.
Did you have some beer?
No.
No beer? What is it? Milk? What?
Oh, they have the
just
no,
cola.
The ube.
Cola. Ube.
The ube sago.
Yeah. So yeah, we also asked them
and ube. And what else did you have? What else did they feed you?
The chicken fry with something joy.
Yeah. Oh, that one too. Yeah.
You were very happy after. Good job.
The chicken made you happy. Huh? Very joyful.
Awesome.
Okay. You know, your hosts are very social, huh? You know? Okay. So how was it so far?
It was good, by the way. Ali, good job.
But it's not as spicy as you want it to be, right?
Yeah, it's not spicy.
Not spicy. Okay. So they want more spice.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen Thailand, they eat chilies like labuyo? Like it's candy, man. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We're going to let them try it.
No, they're not.
Right? Yes, right. True.
We
yeah.
We have very sweet food, so we're going to give them maximum sweets.
Sweets. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
So very much excited once again. Purple Cat, you have any message for all your Filipino fans, new and day one fans? There's a lot of them messaging on our page right now.
So, hi everyone. This is Purple Cat from Bangkok, Thailand. So, this is our first time here with Isan Ego, and we just released a brand new single called Sunny When I'm With You. So please listen and share and tag us in everywhere.
Fuck, do it now.
Hey!
And of course, Isan Ego, invite everybody. And how was that experience working with them?
Tuning in, and we hope you guys like the song. Yeah, and. Okay.
Yeah, it's been really great working with them. They're just really chill guys, and their energy just feeds off. I mean, it kind of moves to us, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, please stream our new song, Sunny When I'm With You.
And request for it here on The Monster.
Yes. Please do, yes.
Yeah, we'll bump it. And thank you guys for the gift of music. Thank you for, you know, sharing your talents to all of us here in the Philippines and in Thailand and all over the world. Music does make the world go round, as they do say. All right, so thank you guys. Thank you once again for those that are tuning in. Mon, Palm, Isa, and Ego, Purple Cat, Isan Ego collaboration, of course, Underdog. Y'all gotta have a chant. When people say Underdog, woo-woo, you're like, yeah, you feel like that. You gotta have a chant like that, man, of course. You wanna do some traffic thought?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay, let's
go ahead, Kayla.
Okay, a traffic thought. Okay, we're going to talk about what is something that you enjoyed, or sorry, that as a child you didn't enjoy or you didn't appreciate, but now that you're older, you appreciate it or you really like it. So that's the question. If anyone wants to get started, go for it.
Naps, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
I didn't want to take a nap when I was younger.
Right?
You have to take a nap. And then now I'm like,
it's a blessing now.
Now when you have that extra rice, gotta take a nap now.
Yeah, it's true. Like as a child, sleep felt like a waste of time. And now it's like, this is what I look forward to. Time to sleep. Yeah. How about for you guys?
Mine and Palm.
For me, it's just coffee. Because it's bitter when I'm as a kid, but now I grow up, I can have drinks all day.
Yeah.
What's your favorite coffee? Is it the Thailand coffee?
No, just Americano.
Americano.
Yeah. Addicted with it.
How about my man Palm?
And me? I like anything.
He's like, let's go.
Yes.
I was like, what a party with this guy. Let's go.
Shots, let's go.
Shot. Okay.
How about for you, Rico?
Naps. Naps. Mm-hmm. Naps are the thing. Grocery shopping. For some reason, when you go to the grocery now, it's so exciting. But before, when you were young, grocery was like, you know what I mean? And when you receive clothes, like what Marty was saying earlier, when you receive socks and clothes now, and you know, you're so happy, right? Yeah. Unlike before, it's like, I didn't get any toys, you know what I mean? How about you?
For me, sleep.
Sleep,
yeah, that's what I look forward to nowadays. When I was young, I really did not enjoy sleeping. Mm-hmm. So yeah, sleep, I would say.
And of course, I know you guys are songwriters. Heartbreak advice. You have any heartbreak advice? Because they say that songwriters give the best heartbreak advice.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Who has been peddling this news to you? You guys, how do you guys handle
it? Just accept it and getting over it, yeah, and moved on.
Great translation.
And I never broken.
Never heartbroken.
Never heartbroken.
Yeah, never heartbroken.
Hey, let's keep it that way.
You have a very pure heart.
True.
Yes.
Appreciative and very pure heart.
And cool.
Yeah. And take cool. care of that guy.
Yes.
You are a one in a million, man. Nice skin, great voice, pure heart.
Yes.
Oh, my man. How about you two siblings? How does it work with you guys? If somebody is, you know, you're trying to hit on the girl, how does that go? Or some guy's trying to hit on you, how does that go?
You just go home.
It's the place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's work.
True.
Yeah, it's strictly work. Okay, like, you got one more? One last one?
Okay. Last traffic thought. What is your favorite thing to do on the weekend?
If you're not working.
Yeah.
Make music.
Hmm. Yeah, we're still doing that. Okay. That's your passion. Makes sense. How about for you guys?
Always have some coffee and read a book. Yeah.
This guy's gonna get a heart attack. He really likes coffee, huh? You should open a coffee shop and call it Purple Cat Coffee Shop.
That's true. Purple Cat Cafe.
Yeah.
And then play your music.
That's great.
And read your books and have your coffee.
Yes.
Perfect.
And you
Perfect.
Could you could give love advice. For all the pure. How about you, my man?
I'm playing game. Zoe.
What games you play?
Valorant.
Valorant.
Okay.
Okay. Nice. How about you, Rico? What's your favorite thing to do on the weekends?
Work here at the Monster. It's the best.
Okay. Yeah.
It's my passion and my pure heart. Yeah, that's what I like to do. How about you, Kayla?
My favorite thing to do on the weekend, hang out with Kinjo. Yeah.
And the guy behind me. Hello.
You're the guy behind me right here.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yes.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you for taking time once again. Message to all your fans in the Philippines and all the Monsters tuned in right now, whether in Cebu and in Davao as well. In Cebu, we are BT 105.9 and Davao is 99.5. Go ahead, guys. We'll start with Purple Cat.
So we are Purple Cat from Bangkok, Thailand, and Bong and Fat, and we just released a song with Isan Eagle, so please stream it out and yeah, share with the world. I guess.
Yeah.
All
right.
Hey. Awesome.
Some more chicken with an extra joy.
Joy.
So then, thank you guys once again, ladies and gentlemen. Purple Cat, Isan Eagle.
Thank you guys.
Of course, Underdog. Yeah, we are here. They are joining us. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, it's not even a Friday yet, Kayla.
I thought it was a Friday.
It's only a Wednesday. It's only a riot Wednesday. We do got an international guest. And thank you, of course, to Underdog for letting him be here and join us and, you know, experience this one-of-a-kind collaboration. So, damn, my name is Rico Robles.
I'm Kayla Rivera.
This has been another Monster exclusive interview. Thank you guys for watching.